connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, Tallgrass Motors, and First Baptist Church. Our program coming up.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, Community Connection for your Monday morning. And I get to talk to, well, the in-house radio station staff. Tina's with us, but we're going to start off with Caleb Potter. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Charlie. We're here to talk about our big Interstate Farm and Home Show. It's our second annual. So that we're doing. And it's the first weekend in March. That's kind of our go-to on the date, but which is March 2nd and 3rd, that Friday afternoon, and then all day Saturday.
It was a really, really nice event for the first event. Last year we got a little bit of, I think, a late start on it. Maybe it was just where I came in on the picture, but the businesses really responded and people liked what they saw.
Exactly. So last year we had a little over 100 vendors and a couple thousand people come through the door right there in Coffeyville, Kansas is where we have that at Coffeyville Community College, right there on the highway when you come through town. But this year we're excited to make it bigger than ever. We're again partnering up with KGGF up in Coffeyville, Heritage Station up there in southeast Kansas to kind of bring the best of everything from northeast Oklahoma, from Washington, Osage, Nowata counties, even down in the Tulsa area, vendors bringing people up over towards Veneta, and then people across southeast Kansas there to Coffeyville right on the border to have a big home and farm show.
And I know visitors came in from, the coverage radiuses of both radio stations combined to see what was going on, to see some great Bartlesville and Coffeyville area businesses.
So we had people, you know, a lot of people from Bartlesville, Dewey, Nowata, a lot of people, some people from as far as Skytook, kind of Tulsa area. And then we had people from all the way towards Pittsburgh, Wichita, way up towards Chanute. So they came from all over to see different vendors that were there, Charlie.
If I start naming vendors, I will leave somebody out, so I'm not going to do it. I'll let you do it because you have the list in front of you. But we also talked to a lot of the businesses on the air, and I get to talk to some of them. Well, mostly the ones I talked to were our Bartlesville area advertisers, but I got to talk to several Kansas businesses as well. They brought a lot of stuff to the show.
Exactly. So we broadcast live from the show all Friday afternoon, and like you said, on Saturday as well. And the part that you probably remember most are all our live programs on Saturday that we broadcast, like your Tech Talk and the Green Country Gardener and Consumer Calls. We did live from right there in Coffeyville. So our listeners in Caney or further up north towards Coffeyville that listen to those programs, they could come and see Larry Glass, see you, Charlie, where, you know, they don't always see on Consumer Calls on the road or those events around Bartlesville.
Well, it's just nice to be able to, talk to the listeners. So whether it's on the air or after you set the microphone down, just to say hi and share some stories.
Yeah. And we have Ron Hayes coming again from Radio Oklahoma Network, the farm director, kind of voice of agriculture in Oklahoma, been for many decades, but he'll be there again, and along with some other people from the Radio Oklahoma Network. So we're excited about that, but we're even more excited about our title sponsor and our partner from this from day one here for the last few years, and that's been the Bartlett Co-op and the Bartlett Co-op Association. And they're known around northeast Oklahoma and southeast Kansas for a lot of their services. A lot of people know that they're, you know, in Coffeyville or Bartlett, where their name's from, but they're also in Big Cabin and then a lot of other smaller towns there around southeast Kansas. But
that's the nice thing about a business like Bartlett Co-op. They're local to a lot of people, depending on where you live.
And obviously, you know, they buy grain and different things. You hear their grain prices over on our sister station, K-Rig, that they sponsor throughout the day. But they also, you know, help fertilize fields. They sell propane. They have a store that you can go in there in Bartlett and buy almost anything agriculture you could imagine. They even have a little convenience store, so where you can get food and whatnot. So they do just a little bit about everything that comes to the farming community.
And that is, you know, so much of our listening base is agriculture related one way or another. That's basic, you know, living mm-hmm. in the United States and always has been.
But they brought last year to the show some zero-turn mowers that they feature, as well as, you know, brought the current prices for the different things that they sell that fluctuate on a weekly or daily basis. And so you could see, but the good part with that is you got to see those people, your neighbors kind of that you do business with the Bartlett Co-op. So that, again, it's the Interstate Farm and Home Show. It's mm-hmm. March 2nd and 3rd, and we're gearing up. Some other great prizes, Charlie, we have is we're giving away, again, two $500 cash prizes to people come. So it's worth for people to mark their calendars to come on up there. Not only will you get to see a lot of vendors for farm and agriculture, but home as well. I know we have various people such as that Bath Planet. I know that they've do a lot of remodeling mm-hmm. From this area, bathrooms and whatnot. Glen Security, they're going to be there again.
Okay.
We have another home remodeler, Jericho Tile and Carpet. They're helping us sponsor the show, and so they're right there in Dewey. Bug Bustin' Pest Control, that's a newer business over in the Nowata area.
I'm not familiar with them, but I'd love to find out more.
Yeah, they travel all over southeast Kansas and northeast Oklahoma, but they're based there in Nowata.
Okay.
Lucas Metalworks, they're a major sponsor, so a lot of people know they do everything from...
I see their name every time I send out a text.
Yeah, so they do metal buildings. They'll do... People live in them, you know, you don't notice it. They can put rock facades and everything on them, but they roll a lot of their own metal. They do roofs, everything.
I love my metal roof. It's great. You save a little bit of money on the homeowner's insurance that way. And, you know, I had some stereo, even though we had talked when they first came out with metal roofs at Lucas Metalworks about it, you just don't realize all the choices you have in color and texture and everything. It goes down easily.
But South Roofing and Contracting, they're in Independence. That's another roofer. They mm-hmm. do siding. They do a little bit of everything, whatever you need to do. So they will be there.
Okay.
Southern Kansas Wood Stoves. So temperatures like we had today, if you need somebody to look at your fireplace mm-hmm. or if you're looking at an insert of some sort, you can call those people in Sedan, Kansas from okay. Southern Wood Stoves.
Sounds like a great idea. And, you know, when you mentioned fireplaces, that gets a you know, just I use the term warm because I can't think of anything else, but it's a great feel to a home to hear and smell and just to have the sound of the crackle of the fire every once in a while.
Just makes it a little more comfortable.
It does.
So, Tina, some of our other major sponsors that are on the show.
Well, we are going to welcome Quality Motors again this year, and they're going to bring Quality Toyota and Quality Ford.
Okay.
Lincoln, Mercury.
And they have all the brands right there in Independence on Highway 75. So they're a big part of our show, and I think that they were one of the first ones to sign on, Charlie, last year and then again this year.
They're
so
we want to
thank the crew up there.
They're on both sides of the road as you drive into Independence on 75.
Exactly. So, and then another one that has been with us from the get-go, we hear their ads a lot on the Radio Oklahoma Network and then over on K-Rig, Go Bob Pipe and Steel. So,
yeah. What a great friend to agriculture on that.
Exactly. They make gates, feeders, the hay monster.
They're going to be giving away another hay monster.
Are they giving away another hay monster?
Okay, that thing is tremendous.
Yeah, so I think it's a... Charlie, I'm blanking. I should have known before, but you save, I don't know, if it's upward 30-40% of your hay usage by using that hay monster.
Yeah. I'm not sure on the number is, but it is significant.
It's significant in the way that they've designed that. And they're solid construction. It's hard to tear them up.
Yeah. And that's that. I'll tell you, most agricultural implements from gates on up, I'm not saying they're hard on them, but they're out in the weather. They take the elements well. And sometimes just because, you get a little rough on them, but they can take it. They can take the abuse.
My brother actually won that last year.
And
that was before you worked for us.
That was before.
Is that what
I
talked?
Here.
Is that what talked you into coming to work for us? Is that it?
Well, no, actually, I forgot that he won that, but he brought it up yesterday at church or after church, and brought it up, and I forgot about it.
I did not know that he was
doing
that. Yeah,
he did, and he said it was an amazing
he's still
piece
using
of equipment.
It
was an amazing piece of equipment. Yes, it is still in use today.
So that's Go Bob, and then we want to thank then another person that joined on last year and just recently signed up for a major sponsor again, and that's Roman Chevrolet out of Independence, and then they also have what we know here around Bartlesville as Roman's Outdoor Power.
Right.
And they're our local Kubota dealer. So they have Kubota dealership, Charlie. They've had the one in Independence, and I think it's Lewisburg, Kansas, up around Fort
Scott. Sounds like the right vicinity.
They've had that for many years, but then they recently, in the past year, purchased...
Became the local Kubota dealer.
The Kubota Center of Bartlesville, and so now Roman's Kubota. They are another major sponsor as well, and if you've driven by on 75 there between Bartlesville and Dewey, you can see the... They have quite the inventory. They've really beefed it up. And I think that the synergies between here and Independence and just right up 75, they can share a lot of product and different things like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been good. It's good local ownership.
That's exactly where I was going, just because I've seen their involvement in the Independence community over the years. And it's nice to see, you know, again, local businesses getting involved in the lives of local individuals.
And, you know, Independence is only, what, Charlie, your wife drove it, how many... years.
From our front door to Independence High School, which is on the north side of town, it was 50 minutes.
We haven't had a Kubota dealer, I think, locally owned here in quite some time, so it's nice to be from the region, somebody that does own that. So Randall Roman and Roman's Outdoor Power.
So one thing I do want to throw in here, it's not just farm equipment. We do have a lot of home as well. We do have Tupperware, we do have Pampered Chef, we have the Tupperware by Ann, we have gotta check my paper here of who our Pampered Chef dealer is.
Charlene Dew,
I believe. Yeah.
We get to talk to her every now and then.
I get to. She puts on her other hat for Big Brothers Big Sisters and comes in regularly.
And another, the Woodbridge Exteriors, Charlie. You might remember talking to them last year at
Wichita.
But yeah. You know, there anymore. If you have an older home, it might be worth just energy efficiencies, whether it's replacing windows or siding and stuff like that. And so this is a good place to come and talk to people to see what energy savings you might be able to have on.
If you found your fingers or toes just a little bit chilly when we had those sub-zero wind chills over the last several days, you might want to make an appointment to talk to those folks as we look at the home side of the Farm and Home Show. We'll continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and Tina and Caleb are in letting us know about the Interstate Farm and Home Show. Again, it's the first weekend in March. Just, I'll call it a month from now. We can forget about the days of this week. Next weekend, of course, is the first weekend in February. So just 1 month after that, we'll do it.
We're coming up on it, Charlie, and just like to know if there's any business owners out there. We do have, you know, we're at about, I think, 60 to 70 booths right now, and we have room for a little bit more. So if anyone's interested, we're trying to finalize that kind of stuff. So if you have always thought, you know, what's a way I can feature my product or service, Interstate Farm and Home Show is a real efficient way to get in front of a couple thousand people in a 24-hour period.
Yeah, and I think that's important when you're face-to-face with the people who came to see that type of merchandise out there. You can, you know, even if you do nothing but hand them a business card and say, hey, give me a call on Monday, you've made contact with, you know, a couple of thousand people easily. Plus, of course, just the publicity of out being there as part of what we provide between the two radio stations.
Exactly. We have, you know, this is being promoted and your business will be listed on 10 different radio stations. We've got billboards up. We have a website you can visit that has the logos and contact information of a lot of the other businesses participating. You can see, which is interstatefarmandhomeshow.com. Mm-hmm. And you can see there's all businesses of all sorts. We have Advanced Body Scan of Tulsa, Action Communications right here in Bartlesville, so two-way radios and different ways that a lot of business owners use with, you know, trucks out there working.
Sure.
And it's not always cell phone. You're in areas where cell phones don't always work. Two-way radios still are very efficient way of communicating.
It is. It's been out there for a long time, and it's dependable, efficient radio communications for those folks.
But again, told you about bug busting pest control over in Nowata. We have Central National Bank right here in Bartlesville. They'll have a booth again. Okay. They usually have some pretty good goodies at their booths and different things. Coffeyville Farm and Feed Supply, if you've never been up there, right on 8th Street, right there in Coffeyville. Mm-hmm. Yes, they're a feed store and a farm store, but gosh, Charlie, they've got everything from steel products to stuff for the home and everything.
They pick up right where Go Bob Steel and Pipe leave off.
They've got a little bit of everything. So go see Dwayne and Emily and the crew there at Coffeyville Farm and Feed. Coffeyville Insurance Associates, they'll be with us there again, and they can insure just about anything. So
An office like that, their staff is licensed in both states. So whether you live in Kansas or have a business,
just because it says Coffeyville doesn't mean that being Coffeyville.
That imaginary state line is probably not a problem. They can write here if they need to.
Country Place Senior Living in Independence, that's a new one this year. Mm-hmm. It's a place, it's just outside of, I think it's on the north side
of Independence. It's on the north side of Independence.
You remember where that's at? And they're going to join us. One that's been with us for a long time in various shows, Charlie, and here on the air, Edna Mattress Factory. And
they are a hit at every radio station auction we've
done. Exactly.
At least the last 15 years, if not about the last 21.
The crew over there in Edna, Kansas, they make custom mattresses right there. They're not from overseas or anything like that. It's made in America right there in Edna, Kansas.
Put some Bartlesville pillows with it and you're set. You know?
They private label a lot of mattresses for some of the big box people around the country as well. Mm-hmm. So come and you can support some. You're supposed to change your mattress every 10 years or something like that?
That would be advisable. I think that's the recommendation.
I think they'll have them, last year they had one that you could kind of test out, one of their high-end ones. So that's Edna Mattress Factory. Eubanks Equipment from Welch, Oklahoma, they'll be with us.
Okay.
They are a Vermeer dealer, so heavy manufacturing.
Okay.
And I think that Vermeer is really known for their, the hay... where you spin hay. Blanking.
Oh, you're talking about the combining equipment?
Baler. You guys are looking at me like, what are you, a baler. They're known for that. But they also sell, they have a place over by Grand Lake as well, Eubanks Equipment, that they sell lawnmowers, weed eaters, everything like that. Okay. So it's getting to be that time of year. Fabric Notions, Charlie, place that you frequent.
My wife is looking for an extra fat quarter or something, it's one of the places that she'll head down there, and they've got a great selection and known for excellent service, and be there to be a friend of the quilter and make some recommendations
exactly.
To someone looking for it.
So Fabric Notions right next to Food Pyramid down there in South Bartlesville. They were part of our show last year right after they opened. They did that. Let's see here. Heritage Home Realty, Jessica Henley there in Coffeyville. Okay. They sell real estate. I know that she's licensed in Oklahoma and Kansas, so you can come and she has a lot of listings just in our area over in Nowata County as well as Montgomery. Let's see here. We've also got Mustang Mowers, Charlie.
Oh, okay.
They're a bad boy dealer down there at Ooliga.
Right.
And they have some other equipment too, but that's what they're known for is their bad boy stuff. Let's see, Pampered Chef, we talk about that, Charlene Dew.
My wife is a friend of Pampered Chef, I'll say, in that she has quite a bit of an assortment of stuff in the kitchen, always looking for something new, so I'm sure she'll be excited to see what Charlene is presenting at the show.
And she usually has some treats she tries to lure you to her booth on, so that's why I usually go by and continue.
That's one good reason to stop by and see what Charlene has for you.
The Prairie Cottage, Charlie, I don't know if you've ever been there, but over in Pawhuska, it's right next to where actually KPGM, our office is.
A name sounded familiar, now I know why. Okay.
And they have a lot of goods for the home, mm-hmm. decorations, t-shirts, local Pawhuska stuff, different things. They're actually part of the group as well that is putting in some like B&B stuff right there.
Not,
they're building some cottages.
If you're not sure where our office is over in Pawhuska, I'll say just down the street from the Constantine, you can find it.
Yeah, so it's the Prairie Cottage. They have a nice gift store. It's not small. It's huge right there in Pawhuska, right on Main. Let's see. We have Regent Bank from Nowata.
Okay.
They're all over the state now. They're originated out of Nowata, right. But they're in Tulsa, Oklahoma City. All over, and so they'll be featuring different things that they're doing. They're big into the ag business, ag loans.
That's what I see. What I would say they're known for is agricultural lending, but they are a full service bank. They'll do it all for you.
Sandbagger Golf and Turf out of Independence. They've been at our shows before, but they sell golf carts. They're the only person really around I know outside of Tulsa that sells golf carts and whatnot.
Yeah.
But they also are a Hustler dealer, so they'll be there again. They brought a bunch of their zero turn mowers. Somebody who you've interviewed many times, Skelta Windows, the Mignardis, they'll be coming up.
Yeah,
they're from
great,
here in this Bartlesville area.
Great stuff. And, I mean, who doesn't need energy-efficient windows?
Exactly. We'd like to thank our hotel sponsor, Charlie, which is the Sleep Inn. Oh. And so they help us and assist us in various vendors staying the night and different things like that. But it's right there in downtown Coffeyville.
Always nice to see the local label on a hotel, but has that national affiliation, so that we're, you know, there are sleep ins all over the country, probably all over the world.
I want to talk about three more vendors, and then I'll be done, Charlie. But Sooner Carpet right here, Clarence, he'll be up there again. And then we have Thompson Brothers Welding Supply, which we know them right here in Bartlesville on Tuxedo.
Right.
But they're based out of Coffeyville, so they will be there, and they've been a big supporter. And then lastly, we have an Usborne Books and More. So if you have any kids and you want to get some gifts for them, I think that the Usborne Books, if you've ever seen those, that people sell, they're pretty neat. And so
those are nice.
Tamrika will be up there again, and she'll be selling those. So
my granddaughter may just need one of those.
There you go. But that's our Interstate Farm and Home Show. We still have room. So if you're interested in a
How does somebody get signed up?
Well, just give our office a call, 918-336-1001. Or if you go to interstatefarmandhomeshow.com or bartlesvilleradio.com, you can follow the links, and there'll be a contact form where you can just tell us a little bit about yourself, and we'll be in touch with you then. So whether you want to go to our website or give us a call.
Plans for every size business, both size as far as display space and size as far as how large a business you are.
Exactly. Whether it's inside, outside, 10 by 10 or a 30 by 30, we've got it all.
Okay. So again, regardless of your business, we're saying it is a farm and home show. And I think everybody's got a home, and certainly a lot of folks are around the agriculture business.
And mark your calendars, March 2nd and 3rd, first weekend in March, Friday afternoon and Saturday.
We'll see you
there.
If you
go up there, you could win some tickets or one of two $500 cash prizes.
Tickets as in tickets to Royals or Cardinal games and so and some
I know
Branson
which one you'll
shows
want. We'll be giving away Cardinals
I would take the Cardinals at the Royals or Royals at the Cardinals, either way.
Unfortunately, the Royals tickets we get, they never allow us to use them for the Cardinals-Royals game. I think it's a high demand.
I'll just have to use Cardinal Cub, then. That's okay.
There you go.
All right. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. We expect to see you at the Farm at Home Show at Coffeyville Community College on the first weekend in March, and we expect to see your business there. Give us a call, 918-336-1001. Get you involved in the Farm and Home Show. It is 19 degrees at AM 1400 K1.
It's the second annual Interstate Farm and Home Show, Friday and Saturday, March.